The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Welcome back to the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket online, WTK.com. The MGO Blog Roundtable is brought to you by Homesure Lending. Homesure Lending is a local company, and you work directly with the owner, Matt Demarest.
Coming up in a little bit, Inside the Huddle with Michael Spath, along with the man you just heard, The Miz, and Zach Shaw as well. But we have the MGO Blog Roundtable for about 10 more minutes here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket. Although less of a roundtable, more of a triangle today. Craig is not here. Sam is not here as well. Brian Cook is here. Ed Fang is here. We're going to preview Michigan State. Before we do that, I wanted to ask you a question based on Joel Klatt's comment yesterday. You see this? Joel Klatt said that Michigan is now the favorite in the Big Ten.
No comment.
That's a good answer. I said ask me Monday. Wait till after this weekend to answer that question.
I think Michigan's rising. I think Ohio State is not as good on the defensive side of the ball. I think you need to start asking questions about who the best team in the Big Ten is.
No comment.
We'll ask that question next week after this game that we're going to preview now here on the Michigan Insider. I like Brian's answer. No comment's a good I like Joel a lot, but I think that I would, as I said, it's a pump the brakes kind of thing until you get past the win a big game on the road, which is coming up this Saturday, Michigan State. So, Brian, well, take us to the matchup. It might at the end of the it might look better at the end of the year, but it's not
a road joke. Game.
But that's the question.
That was
is it
joke.
Even a road game? So Michigan State, the matchup. We'll start with the Michigan offense. We talked about it earlier. The offensive line's really coming along. But this is a different defense than they're going to face than they faced against Wisconsin.
It's a really strange defense. They're the best team in the country defending the run. And I think there's some legitimate reasons for that. And this is opponent adjusted as well. But they give up 65% percentage passing. They're very, very soft on the outside. They just can't really get to the passer very well. They have one guy who can do that, and that's Willekes, and he's like not great. He's good. And then it's like people keep trying to run on him. I'm like, stop it. Why are you doing this?
So this is a throw first kind of game again.
I mean, it should be. I mean, hopefully Patterson is a little bit better at finding the open guys in this one. And, of course, they're going to bring out a bunch of stuff that they haven't seen all year. So it's going to be, you know, there's going to be some hiccups early before Michigan can figure out what their game plan is.
So it's the most important key to avoid the slow start on the road, which we've seen be a major issue?
I mean, they've been sandbagging for most of the year for this. It's good that Penn State may have used up a couple things. But, you know, I feel like it's always going to be a bit of a slow start just because we have a team. Michigan's coming off a Wisconsin game where they played some of their cards. And Michigan State is willing to do whatever it takes to get an advantage in this game. So a slow start is kind of inevitable.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I mean, I have them at 5th in terms of rush defense, 60th in terms of pass defense. And I always, like, even heading into last season, I thought had some questions in that secondary. They were obviously pretty good last year, but maybe we're starting to see that they're not as good as we thought they were because
they've had a couple injuries, and it's just not the same kind of Michigan State defense. You'll watch them play, and it's not all quarters all the time with super aggressive safeties. They're playing off a little bit more. They're playing three deep a little bit more. So they have some limitations. And
So what do you think the run defense is? Are they just have a couple tackles that are really stuffing?
Both their defensive tackles are excellent. Raekwon Williams, I think, is one of the best guys in the Big Ten. Whichever Panishuk is in there, I think there's 75 of those guys. But they're both very, very good. Willekes is a very good run defender, and they fire on run action a lot. So, you know, if you can get that play action game working, they'll say their safeties will come down a little bit, but not so much this year. So they're playing a little bit of bend but don't break in the secondary. So I think there might be some opportunities if you can actually sell them. And like the token play action isn't going to do it for Michigan, but if they have some new approaches that are able to get those linebackers to trigger, then I think you could have Zach Gentry open for some big jump plays.
Was this where we were talking about earlier when the P part of the RPO, or even if they're actually straight play actions, but they look like they're RPO kind of plays, where because the read option stuff was so successful last week, that in theory it should open up more of those things because the safeties the linebackers and the safeties' eyes should be maybe a little more confused than they were even just a couple of weeks ago?
Well, there's a difference between just kind of like holding out the ball to the running back and being like, oh, I guess we're going to run a pass play, and then like going into a mesh point. If you go into the mesh point, people will trigger on that, and then you have options, even if it's not a true RPO, but just a deeper play action. And you're going to expose yourself maybe to a little bit more pressure that way, but I think it's worth the risk.
it's a fun play. I mean, when the RPO is at its best or the true mesh point, I mean, it's pretty lethal football play.
Yeah, I hate it because I've only seen it used against us. So I'm like, that's stupid communist football. Why don't
okay,
we run it?
Gerald.
We should run it.
I still haven't quite figured out how that's communist football from Pat Fitzgerald's comment, but that's fine.
Well, Craig Ross would know.
True. I understand his point. Fitzgerald's point, I think, had less to do about the play as much as what the linemen do, as far as how far down the field they're able to go, because they're trying to make you read a run play by going a couple of steps downfield, but they're not really supposed to go that far downfield when it turns into a pass play.
Well, the nice thing about the stuff that Michigan's running right now with the down G stuff where it looks more like a stretch is you have some time to get people downfield because those guys are kind of running parallel to the line of scrimmage. So you can maybe work some things other than just the standard slant.
Did you see more diversity in the run game? Because I know the down G was the play that was working most successfully for the first, and then you talked about how they were going to have to get away from it a little bit more because it would be easy to diagnose and eventually stop.
I did. I also saw some plays that I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, what is this thing with people pulling in both directions? So there were some tweaks in there, so I think they've got some other stuff in the playbook that I'm hoping to see, but... yeah, there was some weird stuff. And then kind of their bread and butter in the second half was, okay, we're going to run down G, but we're going to run it like a stretch. And then you're going to trigger really hard because you see down G, and then we're going to get cut back on it. So that was a good tactical move.
So are you in the camp of pay Ed Warner a bunch of money and keep him around and make him an associate head coach or whatever?
Is there anybody on earth who is not? This is like people asking
Michigan
about,
people that are in that. Yes, Ohio State people are like, we want him back.
Like 3 weeks ago, Don Brown got asked about the haters, and I'm like, there are no Don Brown haters.
Oh, wait. The Michigan fan base is big enough that
there are no Don Brown haters.
There are.
I mean, there's
nobody. There are. I've gotten emails from plenty of them. There are Don Brown haters. Aggressive, too much this, not enough that. There's always
too many big plays.
But as Jim Harbaugh gave the Bump Elliott quote a few weeks ago, there are three things every man in America can do, and the third one is coach football. I mean, obviously,
Think about the Carlin quote of like, think about how stupid the average person is, and then half of them are stupider than that.
So we got a tweet here from John S. Swartz who says, we've seemed to struggle to pass on zone D. Does MSU play any zone?
Yes. I mean, they're a 4-3 over team that plays almost exclusively zone. They'll match up a little bit. It'll be a bit of a test. I mean, Michigan was able to pass against zone against Maryland pretty well. And this might be more of a Maryland thing with some open lanes and some soft coverage. One thing I really don't want to see is I don't want to see Michigan State allowed to play off like the last few teams have been. So, like, if you've got Chris Evans and you're empty and the guy's a linebacker and he's 8 yards off,
just throw it to him and let him make a play.
Yeah, and then you got to make them come up.
You assume that, and as we've seen it from game one to game two, that they've added like checks and stuff. They've been able to give more to Shea as they go week to week. You have to imagine there's a check at the line or it's coming where if they're playing soft, that you just do one of those hand wavy things or whatever, or tap the side of your head, and that's the sign that I'm throwing the ball to that guy real quickly over here because he's open.
I mean, they haven't done that yet. I feel like it's got to be coming because it's a real obvious hole in Michigan's strategic approach on offense right now, as you're allowing people to play in the parking lot at cornerback.
And they do, and they have added things every single week, so why not that be the next part of the next wrinkles that are coming in?
You know, a few weeks ago I was complaining about like, there are read option game is stupid and bad. And I'm going to say that they fixed it. Maybe they'll fix that.
All right, guys. Prediction time. Ed, what do your numbers say? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, my numbers say about Michigan by, 3 or 4. I think the line's at a touchdown, which suggests Michigan's about 10 points better on neutral field than in Michigan State. I think the right answer's there. I think Michigan should win, barring playing a terrible game or turnovers or whatnot.
That's what the numbers say. Brian, what do you say?
This looks like a game that Michigan should win easily, but I've said that about many Michigan State games, and it never seems to happen. I think we're going to see a pretty tight first quarter, second quarter, and then hopefully Michigan's superiority on both lines should tell.
Thanks, guys. Always great to have you in here. Sam will be back next week. We'll hopefully be recapping a fun Michigan victory over Michigan State, and then we get to preview the Bob Ufer broadcast next week. Or we'll just start talking more Michigan football and actually basketball will be right around the corner and hockey is going on. So we'll have a lot to get to as you guys continue to come in every Thursday for the MGO Blog Roundtable. Thanks to Mish for stepping in on the other side of the glass.
No problem.
Appreciate that. He's going to stick around. Inside the Huddle is next here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.